Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. It's the 4th of July pre-show weekend. Holidays in the middle of the week on Wednesday. There's fireworks every night, starting Saturday night through probably Wednesday night, depending on where you are and the community and how they get organized. But this is a great time of year. The days are long. The days are warm. The grill is hot. I mean, this is a great time of year to be a grilling guy, man. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're going to talk a little bit about chicken.
Right? Yeah, the do's and don'ts. Speaking of longest, I do love the long days of sunlight. I mean, it's just really cool living further north like this. My buddy put a picture on Facebook every year for a solstice. He's got a big boat over in White Lake on Lake Michigan. And every year for solstice, him and his girlfriend go out and skinny dip. And so he posts the picture on Facebook appropriately, you know, chest up kind of thing.
I see.
He gets a lot of hits on that posting.
Everybody's hoping that camera slipped, or maybe they're glad it didn't.
Yeah, because Susie's up front.
Yeah, right. Yeah, better. Maybe they're glad it didn't.
Nobody wants to see him. Yeah. Anyway, that's another conversation. The do's and don'ts of chicken. I think this time of year especially, it gets really hot out like it is right now. And I guess we wanted to just touch on a little bit of safety, but then maybe some cooking styles and some things that are good ideas for chicken. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, when I go camping or when we're around a holiday weekend like this, I'm going to take a different track on this. But if I can prepare as much stuff ahead of time to make it easy when it's time to feed everybody, when we're out hanging out, it's like I don't want to stop for an hour and prepare a big meal. I'd like it to be as simple as possible. So one of the things that I've been toying around doing, and I haven't done it, I'll be frank with you, most of the time I've tried these things when I talk about them, but this one I haven't, but that sous vide process where you put the chicken in a shrink wrap bag and there's a machine that boils and circulates water in a pan. Let me correct that. It doesn't boil water. It circulates heated water in a pan to a desired temperature, and you submerge your food in it in a shrink wrapped package. You know, like zip, track the air out of
cryovac.
Cryovac it. And then you set it in there and you let it circulate for an hour and it brings your food up to that temperature, but it's sealed inside of a bag so you can put seasonings and it cooks in its own juices and so on. This is perfect for chicken breasts if I want to pull them out and use them for like salads and things like that.
That's a really, really good idea, actually.
Because I can cook them and they're all cooked in the bag.
I'm jealous that I didn't come up with the idea.
And then I can freeze them if I need to or just put them in the cooler.
Well, here's what I see. You're not going to have a leaky mess in your cooler.
Right.
It's going to be sealed.
Exactly. So if you want to brown them up, put them on a hot grill and give them a little color, but they're cooked. Where I'm going is this is a digital item, this sous vide, S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E, sous vide. And it's a process where you cook the food submerged in water, but the food itself isn't in water. It's in a bag, right? So it's cooked. I can set the temperature on this thing to 165. And my chicken breasts aren't going to get any hotter than that or any more done than that because that's all the hotter the water's going to get. And you let it circulate in there for an hour, and there's instructions with it for different foods, thicker, thinner, whatever, how long you leave them in. But at the end of the day, you've got a cooked package of chicken breast you can pull out, and it's ready to eat. You want to warm it up, warm
or
it up.
Or thighs, yeah. Or drumsticks,
right.
Whatever you like.
Yep.
Wings.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
All of those because it travels so well. Right? I mean, that's the part about this, what you just said.
But for the average person, they don't have one.
Right.
So what are we going to do to be safe with chicken? I guess, you know, when I think about 4th of July, Independence Weekend, holiday, I'm thinking we're somewhere maybe not in our backyard. We might be camping. We might be at a state park. We might be at a neighbor's, a friend's. So I guess one of the things I would highly recommend is if you get into a great supply store, like Costco and Sam's have them, but I'm thinking of Gordon Food Service, where we pick up a lot of supplies, you can get these nitrile gloves.
Yep.
And if you're going to handle chicken in particular or fish, it's really nice to have a box of disposable sanitary gloves. And you can even get the cheap ones like at any store.
Right.
But just
the vinyl and the plastic ones go on your hands
really
hard where
yeah.
the latex and this nitrile
yeah.
work better.
So if you're going to handle raw chicken, it's kind of nice to do all your handling and then just chuck the gloves after you've thrown it on the grill. So that's just a safety side of it. But then I think about how I'm going to grill it or and what's going to be safe and a good way to do it. And I guess when I look at chicken anymore, I'm always low heat. And I want to know that I have enough time.
Right.
I want to have enough time to cook it thoroughly because I want that, like if it's drumsticks especially or thighs, I want to get all that fat rendered out. Drumsticks don't have any fat, but they do have a lot of connective tissue. So I want to try and get those as tender as possible and as thoroughly cooked. I don't want to see any blood in the joint.
Right.
Right. Especially on chicken. It yeah. just freaks me out.
Let me step back a couple more things on safety because it's 95 degrees out, let's say today, and I pull a package of chicken out and I set it on the picnic table. And then I've got it, maybe it's leg quarters, so I want to cut them and section them off. Or even if it's not, I want to put them on a board and I want to season them, okay? So anytime you've got raw poultry product in the heat before it goes on your cooking apparatus, you've got a bacteria storm waiting to happen, okay? And it's not bad.
Any meat, really.
Right, but red meat's not as bad as poultry. So where I'm going is you put this stuff on a cutting board, and you pull out a pair of tongs, and you pull out a knife, okay, immediately that board, that knife, those tongs are designated as raw product tools, okay? Do not mix those tools with your finished product. Bring another set or go somewhere with your antibacterial soap and water and clean all that stuff off because that bacteria on those tools will turn into the nasties in a hurry if you're using the same tongs that you handled the raw with
yeah, having
to serve
a,
your...
having a wash pan with a little hot water and some Dawn.
Right.
Big idea.
Big idea. Because especially the poultry that you're using, it's just the sun and the juice mix instantly. And I mean, it's not instant, but 10 minutes makes a huge difference if this stuff's sitting out in the sun and you're handling it. Once you get it on the grill... kills all bacteria above 140. You're going to bring your chicken to 165 anyway, so you're perfectly fine. But it's the leftover board and tools. Make sure you don't use them on your finished product.
That's not a paltry idea.
Right. God, he was waiting for me to stop just to say that, right? But anyway, so just be careful because the downside of that is you get a bellyache and then you're not able to go out on the boat because the porta potty's being occupied by the four other people who ate chicken that had a little bit of funk on it. So, you know, but it's typical to take chicken out and put seasoning on it before you put it on the grill. That board that you laid it on, just clean that up. That's all.
Yeah, but, and if you make them sick, you'll never live over.
Right, yeah, they will remember it. And even though, you know, years later, people still talk to Bob because they're worried that he did that to them. So, but anyway, coming up next, throw the yard bird, let him run away, and let's slow a cow down and make a little Independence Day burger. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Now.